Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 2:04. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. The YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about President Trump's public use of the F-bomb? He said it this morning while he was being interviewed near Marine One. And he was talking about the ceasefire, how it got off to a little bit of a bumpy start. This is how he talked. Let's listen in here.
I'm not happy with Iran either, but I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
So the question we're asking you on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, go visit us there at youtube.com/@AnnieFry or on the YouTube app on your phone, your computer, whatever. We want to know how you feel about him choosing to use that. It wasn't beeped out when he said it. That was something that we had to do because the FCC requires that we block that out. Are you disappointed, indifferent, or pumped? You said you were pumped initially.
Reluctantly pumped.
Reluctantly pumped.
Not reluctantly.
Oh, yeah.
Secretly.
Oh, yeah. No, I said it on the radio. So I was reluctantly pumped because I was like, oh, no, I said the F word. And yet it kind of, you know, made me a little excited.
Added a little spice in the pie.
Yeah, it certainly did this morning. But it was the context with which he said it. I don't necessarily think the F word is what got me pumped up. But just the fact that he was very, very adamant and emotional about, I want to end this blanking war, and these people are driving me nuts. That made me happy.
Dennis, the truck driver on YouTube, hopefully he's not driving while he commented, but we're happy he's here, said President Trump talks like his people. Didn't hurt my feelings at all. Smiley face. What about you, Brad?
Yeah, I keep going back and forth between pumped and indifferent.
I know what you mean.
I'm with Ryan. I'm like, does it bother me? No. But then I was also like, when he said it, I was like, ooh, he's mad. And that's real emotion, real frustration. But you get a glimpse into who he is as a person, what he actually wants from this. Like, he really wants to end the conflict. He doesn't like war. That's a real thing about Donald Trump. And that pumps me up. I like a president that isn't a warmonger, that doesn't want to do war. But I also like that he's willing to fight whenever it's necessary.
Libby says he's human and frustrated. So what? And Info Dude says apparently Ryan got a little thrill up his leg.
Mm-hmm. I did.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. I just like that he plays hardball. That was the guy that said the thrill up the leg thing.
Chris
was
Matthews.
Hardball. Yeah, it was hardball.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because that's the way they...
That you hear him?
No, that's the way they portrayed
Everybody
him
heard
on Saturday
that.
Night Live.
Oh. So you did a parody.
I did the parody of the parody.
I'll allow it.
It was a thrill up my leg when I heard the F word from the president.
What do you expect to win this result? What do you expect? Indifferent, disappointed, or pumped? What do you think Ryan is going to come out ahead?
Pumped.
I think it's going to be indifferent.
You know what? That's probably right.
So you think... I think that indifferent and pumped is just basically the measure of how honest our audience is. So you both are saying not disappointed. That you don't think that's going to win.
It will not.
You don't think that our audience, that 92% of almost 500 people yesterday, like, gosh, yeah, we support Obama.
You know what's crazy, though, is if I read the transcript, I would have been disappointed. I would have been like, oh, why do you have to drop the F-bomb in there? That's unnecessary. But watching it, I'm like, ah, kind of with you there.
What percentage, we got almost 300 votes, we got 295 in right now. What percentage do you think will be disappointed?
15%.
7%.
Okay.
He's cutting me in half.
I got to start asking Brad first every once in a while.
Yeah, you do.
Because he always goes $1 on you.
Yes, he does.
Bob, $1. Ethan will give us the results at about 2:55 to close up the show here. I appreciate... I am indifferent.
I was going to say, you haven't answered this question.
No, I always forget to in these conversations.
And I need to ask you to answer that
more often. I facilitate these conversations, I always forget to answer. I would say I'm indifferent. I don't like that he did it, but I'm not mad that he did it. I don't feel as though they're talking about Operation Midnight Hammer on Fox right now,
it's
distracted.
Cool. Threw out my leg.
Man, same leg or the other leg?
Other leg.
Both. You go both ways.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't see that, and I don't clutch my pearls and gasp like, oh. I actually feel like that's the type of language that gets thrown around like crazy. In these scenes, in the White House, you know, like I was more offended when Joe Biden said mean things to people in his grouchy old, like, that's the most honest he's been, you know, way that he would approach. He'd have a press conference, you know, semi-annually, and then Peter Ducey would ask him a question. What did he call him?
A dumb SOB.
Yeah. Like... That to me is offensive, but I'm pretty sure that everybody, left, right, middle, center, whatever, everybody is used to or exposed to the regular use of that word. I actually appreciate the decorum that is still maintained on the whole in our government, that that isn't something that's more common.
You would know, having been there, and I'm not even joking, even though it sounded like a joke, and it was a little bit jokey. But Trump has, that's something that we don't talk about much, that was such a shock during his first term. Trump has really busted the windows out of what a president is supposed to act like. And yet, everything around it still exists the same way. He's just existing in like in the Trump way within that world somehow.
Well, to me, Donald Trump comes into the presidency almost reluctantly to wield the power of the presidency on behalf of the American people. Joe Biden lived his entire life in pursuit of the title for himself and was willing, going back to Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper, going back and forth. I mean, we could have talked a lot more about that clip, but we had a lot to get to in the 1 o'clock hour.
Todd and Tapper.
Don't stop now.
Tapper and Todd. They're treading territory already trod.
Yeah. Or no. For them to say that Joe Biden's entire life in politics has really been framed. Who framed it? Those a-holes. They're the ones who did it.
Today's YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about Annie's use of the word a-hole just now? Are you disappointed, indifferent, or pumped? FCC says disappointed.
Questionable. Under review.
Yeah.
It's really offensive to the American people. The way, I mean, democracy dies in darkness. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. These do people. Something about it.
Freaking organization.
But they're in on it. It's not
yes.
It's not that they're bad at their job. They're really good at their job, but their job isn't journalism. Their job isn't the number one A1 amendment in the Bill of Rights protects their right to pursue truth in the face of great power. And they threw that out the window and said, well, what's in it for me? And then when that guy's not in power anymore, they're like, I think that's 40 years. That's like a few decades. I don't know if that was real. I don't know if that was true. You could almost take what really was, say it differently, and now the good guy is the bad guy.
It is our job.
Take over now because I'm about to disappoint some more people.
It is our job at the Washington Post to question the narrative from 2017 through 2021, and then again from 2025 through 2029.
2017, they're questioning the narrative going all the way back to the year he was elected, like 1970.
Comments are coming in fast here.
They're only questioning it when it's Trump. Otherwise, they're just doing whatever they're told.
Mad Scientist says, so disappointed. And Jackie says, so pumped. This is a bloody battle in the YouTube chat right now.
I haven't peeked at the results yet.
Don't peek.
I'm not.
Don't peek.
I won't.
Do you ever peek at your Christmas gifts?
No.
Never? Not once?
No.
Birthday gifts?
Never.
Nothing?
Never.
Why not?
Takes the thrill out of my leg.
You're really into that.
As often as possible.
Oh my gosh. George, take us home. We'll be right back. Most of us, at least. That you have a heart like mine. So let it
show. Let it. Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. I would climb any
mountain. Sail across the storm. Check it out.
Ethan's saucy soiree.
Is this Sopranos?
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song. This song is so good.
I was thinking about making Ethan real gangsta in this segment.
But then you just said
but
soiree?
Then I was like, yeah, but then if we call it Ethan's Saucy Soiree, and we open it with Fergie. Hold up.
Check it out. That just screams Ethan.
Ethan's Saucy Soiree.
Everything I know about Ethan is wrapped up in that 7 seconds. Why is your face so red? He's legit red.
I just have no words.
So here's the deal. Ethan is going to be doing a daily segment with us. He's going to bring some local stories. Whatever he picks, we're going to use. If you have recommendations for stories he should highlight locally, you can post on X at Echan, Chann7, and he will filter through those. And as I said yesterday, if you send him a story, it's a pretty good chance it's going to make the air. So send him those local stories. But we don't know what to call the segment. So Ryan is going to do some A-B testing here on some ideas that he had. And we're taking your ideas as well. So we're going to work.
Who's venting the ideas? Is it us? Is it you? Is it the people?
It's just Ryan.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Anything that comes through, I will consider and probably use. So if you send anything, it's probably going to get something from the voice guy.
So like just to reset, so now everybody knows what we're doing, just one more time, let's get into this segment appropriately.
Hold up. Check it out.
Ethan's Saucy Soiree.
I'm totally going to listen to the Sopranos theme song on the way home today. Did you watch the Sopranos?
No. I did not. It just could be so many different things when you hear that. Okay. All right. So,
can we keep it playing? How long does this go?
Oh, I faded it out naturally.
That's
so
disappointing.
You should have it just be like a 10-minute bid.
I will tomorrow.
Okay. I think that what you people are going to learn about me, you listeners, if you don't, is that I am...
You can say those things when you're a soprano.
I'm a sports fellow.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fellows that we have on air. I'm a sports fellow. And there was some big sports news today in St. Louis. The St. Louis Blues have been teasing here for the last several weeks that they were going to be switching to a different version of their logo, perhaps some new uniforms. So
this is like when HBO Max, which just if it was Max, went and made a big announcement and their logo went from blue to black.
Yeah.
You know,
thanks,
you're not
HBO.
That far off.
I haven't seen it yet. So.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and let's watch or listen to the promotional video.
In St. Louis, we don't do anything nice and easy. So if past is prelude, consider this the remix. Today's Tom Sawyer isn't painting fences. He's painting the boards. We're respecting the classics, but changing the game. We're respecting the past, but trumpeting our future. We're holding the note, but playing it louder. Because what goes around, comes around. The same rock, new roll. Same river, new flow. Same blood, new sweaters. Same blues, new note. Same as it never was. Where classic meets new heritage. Forever classic. Because if past is prelude, consider this the remix. Remixed, remastered, reborn. The St. Louis Blues.
I like the font.
Mm-hmm. I do too. It is we know that here in the past several years, and I'm going to put a couple of pictures up of some of the logos here in just a second. We know that the Blues have really, since playing in these last couple of Winter Classics, have really gotten into the throwback style. So here you see, if you're watching on YouTube, if not, I'll describe it. You know, kind of that vintage style blue note that they had been wearing on some of those Winter Classic jerseys. They took those colors and they put them basically on the modern blue note. That's going to be the new crest on the jersey. So really the same crest, just different colors. If we scroll down here a little bit, you see the home jersey. Basically what they wore in that Winter Classic game that they played in 2017 at Busch Stadium against the Chicago Blackhawks.
As a not a fair weather fan, but whatever you would call me, just very
fun weather.
Fun weather, man.
Loose.
Is this a huge deal? Thanks.
Don't call her loose.
A loose fan.
Do you know what loose means to old people?
No.
That's what my grandma would have called a promiscuous woman.
Oh.
Well, I'm not, so there you go.
You're just loose.
Is this like a really big deal? He's like,
what kind of fan are you?
It's not huge, but it is. I think it gives you something in a time where during the off season you're like, okay, like, what's going on? What are we going to be keeping occupying our time with? It's a fun, different thing. It mixes things up.
So
it keeps people on their toes. Yeah,
people care, but people aren't like losing their minds over this.
Some people, I mean, John Gruden, you know, we all know how
did
about
he get a
his
box?
Love. I didn't see a box, but he was tweeting about it this morning. J.J. Watt, who's going to be a future Hall of Famer in the NFL, played for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
He was excited about it. He was tweeting about it.
Did someone say that these are sick or that they are fire?
I think that Watt said they're sick.
Okay. I was going to say, if it hasn't been said yet, I want to be quoted. Just tell me how to say it.
These are pretty rad. Hashtag rad.
Not loose.
Those new jerseys are loose.
They're tight. That's the opposite.
They're the bee's knees.
This is
why you guys are here to educate me, and you're educating me.
You know,
right
it's now. Not until you sit and look at the Blues logo for a long time, because we've grown up with it. You don't even hardly think about it anymore. I've always liked it. But I look at it, and the more I look at it, I go, that is just a weird logo. The longer you stare at it, it's like one of those words you keep saying until it sounds funny to you.
It's different. There's nothing else in sports like it, which is what I like about it.
I agree. I agree. But you forget that growing up in St. Louis because you're just so accustomed to seeing it.
Yeah, you could argue that that's, I mean, the birds on the bat for the Cardinals. You could argue that that's kind of St. Louis's thing. The away jerseys are going to be what they wore or similar to what they wore in the 2022 Winter Classic. Once again, a very throwback, original style. Here's what I love. The home jerseys that they've worn for the past several years, they're not completely getting rid of those. Those are going to be their alternate jerseys, so they're still going to have those around. Shut up, Ryan. So I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. I think those they're pretty sharp. You keep the modern in there as well. They're also going to be bringing back the 90s jerseys with the touch of red on them this year as well. That was teased this morning, so excited about that. A couple of new alternate logos. You see in St. Louis, we love the fleur-de-lis. They throw in the treble note with it.
I like clever. Design.
I think that is super clever. I'm curious as to where those are going to be on the jerseys.
Can I inject this here? Can we stop acting like everybody around here refers to St. Louis as the Lou?
Yeah, we can stop. That's fine.
Can we decide that? All in favor?
Nelly did.
Nelly's different.
Yeah, he's different.
He's cool.
And the Cardinals do now. They wear a Friday night jersey that has the Lou on them every home game.
I know.
Did they really?
No.
They're like City Connect City from Connect. Last year. This year they're wearing that every Friday night home game.
It does. It feels like it's top down. It's like marketed to us as something you say, don't you?
Well, and I mean, like, Nelly saying it is different than me saying it. It's just not the same.
Why?
Because he's cool and I am not. And also, I am not loose.
I think you see it on the tip of the tongue.
This harkens back to when associate producer Hannah called us all conceited. Somebody said something about us being conceited, and she goes, "Well, I think we really are all conceited." And then, like, 8 minutes later in the segment, she's like, "Guys, I think I don't know what conceited." I love you, Hannah. I miss you.
Wasn't there something with St. Patrick's Day once too?
Probably.
That we had a miscommunication on what a word meant, and it had something to do with like being a floozy or something. And I think we're all floozies. And
probably. I don't know.
I don't remember either.
Floozy's kind of like loose.
Good to know. This has been very educational for me. Hopefully it has for you guys.
He's like,
too,
I've been
here.
Complimenting women like that all the time.
Looking very loose today, Sandy.
Mean it like
that. Oh, hi,
you're in
Grandma.
The Thunderdome, Ethan. Stay strong.
Oh, man. I have a feeling that I'm going to really enjoy this new
segment.
Well,
we are.
So anyway, new rebranded logos for the Blues, you know, a mix of the old with the new, and I think it'll be fun to see these in the upcoming season.
Hold up. Check it out.
Ethan's Saucy Soiree.
Now, Ethan's Saucy Soiree can stick. Okay. That really screams local news.
Well, we'll try a different one tomorrow.
All right. I know I'm asking you to do a lot of work.
Ethan's Saucy Soiree.
I think he's excited about it.
Yesterday I said to Ryan, I'm like, we need to come up with a name with it. We need to have an intro. And you, the first one you said was like local what?
Local lowdown. And then I was...
And then he said that like that's what he meant. And he goes, or Ethan's Saucy Soiree. And I was like, maybe we should run it by Ethan. And then I was like, maybe we shouldn't.
You know, honestly, I like not knowing.
Yeah.
I think I said to you in a text yesterday, I like Ryan doing Ryan.
You're going to let Ryan stretch his legs that keep getting tingly. Ooh. For whatever. So
wait, great. What?
No. I don't know, Ethan. I think it's you.
Educated.
Ethan, we'll have you come back in to give us the poll results at 2:55. We're at 333 votes so far. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us, how do you feel about President Trump's dropping bombs of the F variety, which he did this morning at a press conference publicly? Are you disappointed, indifferent, or pumped? You tell us. We'll be right back.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Technology Associates, youridoc.com.
The YouTube live chat poll today is, how do you feel about President Trump's public use of the F-bomb? Disappointed, indifferent, or pumped? We don't know how this is going to turn out. I can't wait to see it. You got about 20 minutes to vote in this poll, so let us know, and we'll give you the results at the end of the show. 2:37, this time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up.
JerryKelly.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show. This is our job. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
Coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hit around corners and she hit.
The internet's kind of a funny place to be right now. So the president said today regarding the compulsion for Israel and Iran to continue to bomb each other that they don't know what the F they're doing. He didn't say F. He let it fly. they don't know what the F they're doing has taken off in memedom. and I also was scrolling by a lot. Does the Flock of Seagulls sing They Run Iran?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I started laughing is because while I was talking about the other meme, I was scrolling on X and a picture of Donald Trump with the Flock of Seagulls hair just ended up being on my screen. And I just, there it is.
What are you not going to see?
Watching Donald Trump look like a member of the Flock of Seagulls. Like I didn't understand the hairstyle. He's really grogging that guitar.
Is it just playing the song Iran?
Probably. I don't know. AI is so weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's scary weird. Oh my goodness. I have a question. I tweeted about this yesterday, and I'm curious about what your all's thoughts on this. I was in the Walmart parking lot yesterday. I have been, as of late, sending my son, who's 15, into the store to like go do a transaction. Go into the store. We need milk and dryer sheets. Go find them. Pay for them completely on your own. So especially if I have Molly in the car, then I have to unpack her from a car seat and everything. So I'm driving around waiting for him to come back out, and there is a man walking out of Walmart with a cart and one watermelon in it. And the watermelon was about the size of a basketball. And I would guess that the man was in his early 20s. Fit looking. I don't know his story. I can always come up with a million reasons why I couldn't carry the watermelon. I carried a watermelon. Would that look weird to you, or would you just go on? I was driving around a parking lot killing time, so I was being extra observant because I had nothing else to do. Should a man carry his watermelon out to the... I'm not talking like a 78-year-old man.
A young, strong Pete Alonso type was not carrying his own watermelon to his car.
Non-self-professed big, strong guy, but you would assume. He was walking just fine. He was pushing the cart just fine.
Okay, so he wasn't limping.
He did take the watermelon out of his cart and put it in the car.
What was he intending to do with... What were his intentions with the watermelon?
We can only assume.
This makes it hard.
Sledgehammers.
Well, Brad, I'll let you go ahead and go first.
You're going to let me go first? You're not going to let me undercut you on this? I mean, all things considered, if it was just what it seems...
No, Kate, I wasn't stalking him. I was bored.
Annie's hiding behind minivans with her phone out.
I tweeted that, and a lot of people were like, what's wrong with that? And then I thought to myself, well, maybe nothing.
It is... Like, if he's normal, healthy guy, and it wasn't something weird or some odd... Like, he went in and they didn't have something. If he just bought a watermelon, put it in the cart, and pushed the cart out to the car, that's weird.
Because you could totally go in thinking you're going to get a few things. Like, maybe you were going to get bananas, and then they weren't ripe. So you didn't. So you just had the watermelon in your cart, you go check out. But to walk past where the carts are, where you could leave the cart and take the watermelon out, not a big deal. I dare say that I think that my inclination was that it would have been... Oh, God, I hate even saying it. Is it... I'm getting nervous.
Don't be nervous. This is a safe space.
It's not.
This is a
I know
space.
That you're, like, in a constant effort to try to take over my seat over here. You're like, say it and say it all. Let your feelings fly. Would that have happened 50 years ago?
Well, 50 years ago, the carts would have been wooden.
That's not true. You're so full of crap.
He was there.
He's like, yeah. They would have been pulled
was alive
by horses.
50 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, you're right.
You know what? I really think that we're making a little bit too much out of this. I think if a man wants to put his watermelon in a cart and push that cart to his car, he has every right to do that in America, whether it be 2025 or 1975.
No arguments that he has a right to do that.
In one instance, he's wearing blue jeans and a shirt and a hat. In another one, he's wearing bell bottoms. Either way, same scenario, doesn't matter.
Mad scientist says, Annie, my kid, whom set his high school weightlifting record, was known to have dropped a very nice watermelon when carrying it from the local grocery to the car. So see? Maybe this guy just had a bad experience with watermelons and he didn't trust his own hands.
See? I will tell you that some guys I know, and I might have participated in this recently.
Does this have to do with your tingly legs?
No, nothing. Nothing to do with that. Not with a bunch of dudes, anyway. The men's group at my church may have taken over a swimming pool, a public swimming pool, and played...
Like a commandeer situation?
Sort of. And play all of us in our late 30s, early 40s, them, I should say, because I didn't say whether or not I was involved.
You kind of did. It's kind of the only thing I heard.
And played watermelon football in the public pool.
Did you use a cart?
I don't remember how the watermelons got there. I really don't. But have you ever played watermelon football?
No.
In the pool?
No.
You cover a watermelon in Vaseline, and then you throw it in the pool, and then the guy's got to get it from one side of the pool to the other. And there's two teams. And you can't get it out of the water either. You got to push it underwater. So it's a bunch of dudes, a little bit of Vaseline.
Doing man things.
Pool, no shirts, and watermelon. And that's all I've been thinking about the entire time you've been talking about this guy. Now, what does that say about me? Nothing. It says that I am in a men's church group. That's what that says. That's it.
What kind of church?
Presbyterian. I'm just kidding, you guys. It's not, but I tried to throw him off the scent, if you're listening.
The Presbyterians are like, I would never.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, no that wasn't kidding. Us.
Let's go to break.
Okay. That sounds good.
This guy's listening right now who had his watermelon in his cart going, I am not one of those. I will never put my watermelon in the cart again. I don't care. I just saw it and I thought he could have carried that watermelon, but he didn't. Maybe because he didn't have to. Maybe he had back surgery. He's got a weight lift limit. There are so many possibilities. I think I encourage it. Use your carts for your watermelons, folks. Let's take a quick break. Ethan will get back in here and let us know how y'all feel about President Trump dropping the F-bomb this morning on live television. Disappointed, indifferent, or pumped? We want to know what you think. Any for our YouTube channel. We're back in a minute. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So the White House continues to say that they have obliterated Iran's ability to create nuclear bombs. The damage assessment will still be coming in. We're waiting to see how much we have crippled Iran's ability to develop that nuclear bomb. I was listening yesterday to Will Cain's show, and he was talking, I think it was to a general. But they said that at 60% enriched uranium, that they could still use that to create a dirty bomb. I don't know anything about all of this. We could probably get like a weapons expert on to talk about it. I know we're going to try to connect with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg soon. But everything we do, like unless we participate in wiping these people off the map, they have to have some buy-in in order to stop the threat. They have to agree that the pursuit of being this kind of a threat is no longer advantageous to themselves. Which is really, you know, I was thinking, listening to the president this morning when he was chastising, very much so, hitting back at Israel for participating and launching all of these missiles, like, okay, we're going to have a ceasefire. And when the ceasefire agreement was announced, it wasn't in place yet. And there was a timeline. And the timeline was going to come to be in effect. So it's announced that this is something that's about to happen. And then Israel launched a bunch of missiles. And Trump didn't like that. And he criticized him for it. And honestly, the F word that the president said earlier today was probably more about Israel in that situation than it was Iran. Because you would think that the wavering factor here is how long you can keep Iran sticking to the plan. Israel needs to stick to the plan. So you had this morning President Trump being frustrated that it was a bumpy start to the ceasefire, and he said that they don't know what the F they're doing. Because the United States has participated in this attack, specifically on the nuclear capabilities of Iran, because we've participated in this attack the way we have, I feel like we have a lot more, we carry a lot more weight in what happens next. And it's not, you know, I could see people saying, well, Andy, that means we're part of the war. Okay, I mean, contort it into whatever way is good for you or bad for you. It's what we all end up doing anyway. But if the United States hadn't made the strike on those three nuclear sites, sometimes I'm thinking to myself, like, why is Trump so persuasive or important in these negotiations? Like, at the end, isn't Israel and Iran, aren't they going to just do what they're going to do? But because we participated, I think Israel owes us a great debt of gratitude and respect to allow Donald Trump to mediate in a way that gives him very public license to say, Israel, knock it off, which is essentially what he said this morning.
It is amazing to me. Actually, it was something that Jim Carafano has said to you, and I think one week when you were gone and I interviewed him, he said it very, very plainly, that the U.S., it's like when even our lower-level diplomats go to some random country, it's like they roll the red carpet out because it's the U.S. Oh my gosh, the U.S. We have so much influence in this world. It astounds me to be sitting here. And we, you know, we downplay, oh, we're just Midwestern, you know, we're just St. Louis, we're flyover country, whatever. The decisions are made outside of here. Well, that's kind of true. But the fact that we're even in the U.S., Iran apparently was quoting Candace Owens. Yeah, like the amount of influence that somebody in the U.S. has just because they're part of the U.S. is astounding to me, not just militarily, but culturally and monetarily across the board. And Jim Carafano says that a lot. I really have to put that in perspective sometimes when we talk about these issues.
something you hear from the protesters a lot. They're like, do you know what the rest of the world says about us? I'm like, kind of. I don't really care. Like, it's not like just politics where it's just, that's what's one thing that Carafano says all the time. It's like, what do they do? Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't care about what they say. What is it that they do? Because if you look at what they do, there is an enormous amount of respect for our capabilities, maybe not for the individual people specifically, but for our capabilities, our responsibilities, and our strength. I just compare what Donald Trump brings to the table in American strength and a demanding of respect. And then you like look at a guy like Joe Biden and whoever was behind that administration, and they made their entire campaign on crapping all over this country.
Mm-hmm.
Denigrating it, talking about how terrible our history is and everything. Like, why do you want that guy in charge?
Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised when the people who just hate America and they talk about how crappy we are. Sometimes they use nice diplomatic language to do it, but they all do it. When those people do things that destroy America, which they did for 4 years.
Yeah.
Ethan's back in here, and I just want to let you know, Ethan, that John Gruden retweeted the Blues jerseys and said, quote, these are all caps fire.
Fire.
Not is it because he was listening to was Ethan's saucy soiree?
No, he had done that prior. Oh. He just didn't use another word.
5 years ago. All right, we need the YouTube live chat poll results. I hope they're effing amazing.
That's why I'm here. 379 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Good job, voters. How do you feel about President Trump's public
How
use
do you feel about it,
of
Ethan?
The F-bomb? You know, I understand it. Very high tense time right now. I don't prefer it.
Disappointed or indifferent?
Lean more towards disappointed. My true answer would probably be somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Understanding, but would prefer not. 41% say indifferent. 41% say pumped. 18% say disappointed.
Tied. I'm leaving this up. You guys got to break that tie. Hurry up. Thank you for being here with us, Mark. And the Mark Reardon Show coming up next. Don't go away.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.